Who is not fearful of anyone.
This word akutabhaya, if you search through
Veda ways, I think in Srimad Bhagavatam it appears in so many places, the same word keeps appearing. Kuta Bhaya, who is not fearful of anyone,
Swayam,
self-sufficient, Samantata,
Samantaha,
entirely.
Pati,
maintains. So there's a difference. Pati is husband, Pati is maintains. Bhaya Aturam,
Bhaya Aturam,
who is very afraid.
Janam,
a person, Saha, therefore he, Ekaha, one, Iva, only, Itartha, Tartha, otherwise, or Itartha,
Mittaha,
otherwise, Mitta, from one another, Bhayam, fear, Na, not. Eva, indeed, Atmalabha, than the attachment of Adi, greater, Manyate, is accepted, Param, other thing. Translation by His Divine Grace, He alone who is never afraid, but who, on the contrary, gives complete shelter to all fearful persons can actually become a husband and a protector. Therefore, my Lord, you are the only husband and no one else can claim this position. If you were not the only husband, you would be afraid of others. Therefore, persons learned in all Vedic literature accept only your Lordship as everyone's master, and they think no one else a better husband and protector than you. So here we find two characteristics are being mentioned that can become a husband and a protector. So someone who can remove that fear can only think of becoming a husband or a protector. We'll see how it unfolds for ourselves. Purport. Here the meaning of husband or guardian is clearly explained. People want to become a husband, a guardian, a governor or a political leader, without knowing the actual meaning of such a superior position. There are many people all over the world, indeed throughout the universe, who claim for some time that they are husbands. So to claim for some time that they are husbands, political leaders are guardians. But in due course of time, the Supreme Lord desires their removal from their post and their careers are immediately finished. Therefore, those who are actually learned and advanced in spiritual life do not accept any leader, husband or maintainer other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, those who are actually learned and advanced in spiritual life do not accept any leader, husband or maintainer other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna personally states in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Aham tvam sarva papekyo mokshishyami masachara. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Krishna is not afraid of anyone. On the contrary, everyone is afraid of Krishna. Therefore, he can actually give protection to a subordinate living entity. Since so-called leaders or dictators are completely under the control of material nature, they can never give complete protection to others, although they claim this ability due to false prestige. Nate vidu svatagatam hi Vishnam. People do not know that real advancement in life consists of accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one's master. Instead of deceiving themselves and others, by pretending to be all-powerful, all political leaders, husbands and guardians should spread the Krishna conscious movement so that everyone can learn how to surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Husband.
Spiritual master and worshipful deity.
By following in your footsteps, we have become successful in every respect. We pray, therefore, that you continue to bless us with your mercy. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada, the last two lines, he says, our relationship with him is eternal. It can neither be broken nor vanquished. So our relationship with the Supreme Lord is that of the master and the servant relationship. In any rasa, it is the same. So it may be forgotten for the time being, but it can be revived also by the grace of the Lord if you follow his intentions, which are revealed in the scriptures of all times and all places. So that's our eternal relationship with the Lord, and that we have forgotten, that he is our Father, he is our Lord, he is our spiritual master, he is everything. And that relationship we have forgotten, having entered this material world, or we have covered, and that needs to be uncovered, and that can be uncovered by the grace of the Lord when we take his shelter, or when we take the shelter of his representative. So that's what we will come to, that part of the discussion a little later. We take shelter of him directly at that level where we find Mother Lakshmi Devi is offering her prayers, or we take shelter of his representative, and his representative could come in many forms. His representative could be the spiritual master, and for a grihastha, his representative is his partner as well. So we should not undermine that Lakshmi Devi here is offering her prayers to the Supreme Lord, that other than Supreme Lord, no one else can give the protection. So what is my status? Where am I? Because I am not on that platform. But Krishna, we can, as scripture says, that he is Adi Guru. He is the spiritual master. He is a teacher. And a teacher knows very well how to make the correction, or how to teach the student, or how to teach the disciple. So that's the underpinning principle we should understand, that as we, I think when we are all more in the preaching movement, we go to sessions and take the sessions classes, we should understand our audience, and then accordingly or appropriately we preach to that level, or we reach out to that level. So similarly, Krishna knows our level, and since he knows our level, he sends his representative to make or bring about the changes or the transformation or the corrections in us, so that he can reclaim us back, or we are returning back home, back to Godhead, where we actually belong to. So that's one part of our understanding from this verse. And the other part we can see, that how the Lord reciprocates or deals with his devotees. We should hear Bhagavatam, or we should study Bhagavatam, we should read Bhagavatam, from keeping this consciousness in view, that how Lord deals with his devotees, and equally how the devotees deal with the Lord. It's not just the Lord dealing with the devotee, but equally how the devotees also deal with the Lord. And by understanding how the devotees are dealing with the Lord, that gives us the beacon, that gives us the light or the illumination to see the mentality of exalted devotees, or the mentality or the attitude or the consciousness of a devotee who is on that platform. And then that we can compare ourselves, where am I and how do I reach there? Because this is where I am, this is my status, and that's the attitude or the mentality of an exalted devotee. And that devotee is expressing prayers, or that devotee is showing how to deal with the Supreme Lord. And therefore that helps us to understand how to deal with the Supreme Lord equally. Am I making sense to you? On one side, how the Lord deals with the Supreme Lord, and other side, equally how the devotees deal with the Supreme Lord. And then in that dealing or in that rasa, in that relationship, they express their feelings. And those feelings inspire us, or that makes us understand how our consciousness should be. And in order to reach that consciousness, Krishna being the Supreme Lord and being the Adi Guru, he sends his representative. And that representative could be, is not only the spiritual master, but even our own partner, because the partner ultimately is representing Krishna. Krishna understands everything. He is Abhijna, as verse in Bhagavatam 1 say that he is Abhijna. He knows everything. What is happening in our life, he knows it. And because he knows it, nothing is going to happen without his knowledge. Nothing is going to happen without his understanding. If that's the case, and then based on that, Krishna has arranged a partner for us, it indicates that there is a reason, there is a purpose, there is a correction required to be done in our consciousness. There is some element of purification has to take place, and that purification takes place in that relationship with that particular partner. Otherwise, that partner would have entered into our life. And that we need to experience. As we know that we exist at three different levels. We are at the gross level, at the subtle level, and at the spiritual level. And when we are required to experience that, unless we experience that pain or that correction, we do not understand the relationship. So someone loses some dear one in their family, we don't immediately give the counseling of spiritual knowledge to that person. That's an incorrect way or an incomplete way of reaching out to that person. Right now that person is injured on an emotional plane. Because he exists on the emotional plane, never about that subtle level also. So the person is right now injured at the practical level. Emotionally he is disturbed. He is painful. So therefore, that aspect requires to be addressed. And how is that addressed? We allow that person to experience that pain. We need to allow that person to undergo the process of grievance. After a person undergoes the process of grievance, then you give him the philosophy. Then the person understands. And this is what we find. Even when Pandavas after the Kurukshetra war, that they were performing the rituals, they were grieving, and Krishna allowed them to grieve, and then the instructions are given. Either he gives them or he takes them to Vishnudev, and then Vishnudev gives the instruction. So, when I'm injured physically, I apply some medicine, apply some bandage, and take some putty and then see that I become better. So similarly, I am injured emotionally, then that should be addressed. Then the spiritual thought comes. So therefore here we find Mother Lakshmi Devi, she is saying that it's only a person who is fearless, alone can be my protector or can be a husband. A person who himself is fearful, how can such person give me protection? Because he himself is scared. A person who is scared, how can he give me any protection? He will run away in any given situation. And these prayers, similar prayers, we continue to find in Canto 8, verses starting from Canto 8, verses chapter 8, verses 19 to 24, where Mother Lakshmi Devi offers prayers, who can be her husband? Was this prayer spoken in this world? Because these last two sessions are not heard. Did you speak on these verses, Mother Lee?
Yes, I mentioned, but no, we didn't.
Okay, thank you. Because in this section, when Mother Lakshmi Devi emerges from the churning milky ocean or milk ocean, then we find that Lakshmi Devi is searching for a husband. And in the search to find husband, it's a Swayamvara. So all the exalted personalities were in that sabha, you can say. And then Mother Lakshmi Devi holding her garland, she was moving from person to person. And in that process, she recites the prayers. We will not take the prayer, but we will just take the essence of what Mother Lakshmi Devi was trying to see in each person. In verse number 20, she is saying that someone has undergone great austerity, tapasya, but he has not conquered anger. So then such a person cannot be my partner. So, Vishnaswari Thakur gives the example of Durvas Mahamani, that he has undergone a lot of austerity, but that person still has not overcome his anger. Then how can he be my husband? Because he himself is angry, then how can he give me protection? Then, in the same verse, Mother Lakshmi says, someone possesses knowledge. Yes, the person possesses knowledge, but he has not conquered material desires. And Vishnaswari Thakur gives the example of Brihaspati. That he is highly knowledgeable, but he has not his own material desires. And then she continues, someone is a great personality, but he has not conquered his lusty desires. And Vishnaswari Thakur gives the example of Lord Brahma. He is a very great person, a great personality, but he has not conquered his own lusty desires. He had to give his body. When he was trying to chase his daughter here, there is changing the body and he had changed the consciousness. He had to do that. And then Mother Lakshmi continued, possess full of knowledge of religion. But what is the use if the person is not kind to all living entities? So we find there are many schools of thought or many religious practices on this planet. But if you look at their core values, they are not kind to the living entities. They eat those living. Whether somebody, we do not want to pick up any particular religion, but in all the religions, including Dalai Lama, we are told that he eats meat. So then, what is the use of such a practice when they are not kind to other living entities? And they may be renounced, but that's not the cause of any liberation. Just because someone is detached, renowned, does not mean that there is going to be liberation. And then she continues 21. Someone may have great power, but that power will be checked by the time. In this material world, we find that people say the example like Alexander, who was very powerful, but the time has checked him. Hiranyakashipu, such a powerful person, but he was checked by the time. Not only individuals, even big countries. We'll be surprised how America fought one of the lengthiest wars in Afghanistan. At the time when the mission was took up, some 10 or 15 years back, they had only a simple mission to capture Osama. And to that they said, okay, we need to capture that person, and reinstate the non-terrorist government in Afghanistan. And as part of that mission, they allocated few billions of dollars that they thought will that mission be over. And it's going to be a time bomb frame. It's not that it's going to be a lengthy war. A limited time, in that they will be able to finish off their job and then soldiers will return back. But they fought for more than 10 years. And unbelievable, we say that project execution or a mission execution has got as a boundary the time and money. And they blew up both aspects. They have spent nearly 1.5 trillion Australian dollars just to capture one person, Osama. If the taxpayers had known at that time, I don't think they would have given permission to the government to send the army there. Which government or which leader would spend $1.5 trillion just to capture one person and restore a non-militant government in a far-off country? Where is America and where is Afghanistan? And after spending so much of time, so much of money, and losing their own soldiers, they have lost more than 3,000 soldiers in the battle. They have lost the war. They may have captured Osama, but they were executed only 2 weeks back or 3 weeks back from Afghanistan, and today it's already reports we hear that the militant militancy has taken over a greater part of Afghanistan. It's not very long when it looks like the militant group is going to take over complete Afghanistan. So a big country, it's not they're talking of individuals, but a great power, we say that America is the greatest power on this planet right now. But even such a power had to eat their defeat at what? Untrained. People do not have proper ammunition. People do not have anything, but yet they won the war. Because you have spent so much of time, money, energy, everything, and trying to see that that particular group does not take over the government, but that very group is taking over the government after you have left. So, great power, but the time will unable to check the power of eternal time. Someone may be renounced from the material world, yet he cannot compare to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, summarizing that part, Mother Lakshmi Devi said that no one is completely free from the influence of material modes of nature. So someone who is not free from the modes of material nature, how can such a person give me shelter from enemies? So we look for a partner for protection. And this person himself is controlled. If I am controlled by somebody, that means that person is superior to me and that person can bypass me and then do anything. Then she continues, Mother Lakshmi Devi 22, someone may have a long life but may not be auspicious and good behavior. And Krishna Thakur gives the example of Bali Chakravarti. Someone may have both auspiciousness and good behavior, but his duration of life is not fixed. Like Manu's sons and daughters. Then Lord Shiva has eternal life, but he has inauspicious habits. He stays in crematorium. Others are well qualified in all aspects, but they are not devotees of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, after full deliberation, the goddess of fortune accepted Mukunda as her husband because because although he is independent and not in want of her, he possesses all transcendental qualities and mystic powers and is therefore the most desirable personality to be my partner. It is in the material world, someone doesn't want me, we say that he has rejected me, I'll reject him. But here Mother Lakshmi Devi is saying that Lord is independent, Swatantra, and he does not want me. He is in not need of me, but yet I want him. I want his lotus feet. Why? Vishnu Thakur, I think he comments, saying that she knows that, well, he is independent, but he will take care of me. He can take care of me. And I need such a person. So therefore, this is what is required in the relationship, or this is what every newly married bride should think or understand, that my husband will take care of me in the sense that he can give me the physical, emotional, financial and other protections as a representative of the Lord, because Lord has arranged that person to walk into my family, into my life, to meet those requirements for me. But at the same time, to that extent, we take his shelter. But if my husband is not a devotee, so many devotees have their partners as not devotees, but is a good person. Since he's a vegetarian, he takes care of the family, her requirements, then should we leave such a person? No, we don't leave such a person, but we do not take that person's guidance on spiritual matters, because he is not competent to give me that spiritual guidance. To the extent he gives me protection, to that extent I can take his shelter, because he is representing the Lord. He has come into my life because the Lord has sent to me. And therefore, to that way, I accept him in proportion to the physical, financial, emotional needs he is able to give me, I take his shelter. But where he can't give me, then I take the shelter of the spiritual master, because in spiritual matters he is not competent, and hence I cannot take his shelter. This is how we should look at the partnership in the material world. And we find similar prayers, like Lakshmi Devi has said, that only Krishna can be her partner. In Rukmini Devi also, she echoes similar prayers. Did you speak about Rukmini Devi, Mataji?
I never heard it.
Okay, sorry. You spoke, didn't you?
Okay.
Spoke about Lakshmi.
Yeah. Okay. So Mother Rukmini Devi is also echoing similar prayers. And then in So we in chapter 7 of the Gita, Krishna says that he is the governing principle, that he is the essence of everything, and he is also the Adi Guru, and hence Krishna acts as a proper father or as a proper mother. And we have in 5.518, that verse. Srimad Bhagavatam. One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. And in the purport, last two, three lines, Prabhupada mentioned that everyone should be very responsible and take charge of his dependents, just as a spiritual master takes charge of the disciple or a father takes charge of his son. All these responsibilities cannot be discharged honestly unless one can save the dependent from repeated birth and death. So therefore, in that partnership or in that relationship, we should think that we are representing the Lord. On behalf of the Lord, certain responsibility has been given to me, and then I discharge that responsibility, not only meeting the financial or material requirement, but also guiding the family on the spiritual journey. If that element is missed, then the station for which we are given the human birth, it gets defeated. And fortunately for us, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples and grand disciples, we are shown that particular path. And that in that path, Prabhupada mentions in this verse, last three lines, instead of deceiving themselves and others by pretending to be all powerful, all political leaders, husbands and guardians, should spread the Krishna conscious movement so that everyone can learn how to surrender to Krishna, the supreme husband. So this is our protection, that the family as a unit, the parents guiding the children, should dedicate their life or should participate in the Sankirtana movement and thus purify oneself and also facilitate others to take the spiritual journey or understand the importance of our spiritual journey. And that's how we fulfill or comply with the human life. So, summarizing what we learned in today's session is that we are trying to understand how the Lord deals with his devotees, and equally what is the mentality or what is the consciousness of devotees in their dealings with the spiritual, with the Supreme Lord. If we understand that, then we know how to lift our consciousness to that platform, and therefore we can take our steps in that direction or take up the journey in that direction. And to undertake that journey, we need shelter. And that shelter is given to us by Adi Guru Krishna himself. That shelter comes in the form of a spiritual master who is his representative, and by following the instructions of the spiritual master, what it means is that when we are following the instructions of the spiritual master, we are not only the spiritual master gives his instruction, but along with his instruction comes the blessings or the mercy of the Supreme Lord. What is that verse? Tatteva kaapam. So susimikshamano. So therefore, when spiritual master gives us the instruction, we should follow, because that instruction is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Two, we said that Lord Krishna knows everything. What is happening in our life is abhijna. Satyam param dhimahi, that he is the truth behind truth. And sarva karana karana, he is the cause of all causes. So therefore, he as the ultimate guru, or as the first guru, Adi Guru, he knows how to bring correction in us. He is a well-wisher, and therefore he makes the arrangement for both the spiritual growth and the material growth. Material growth is for the correction, and hence we have the regulatory principle. Grohastha life is not meant for enjoyment, but it is an ashram where that individual requires a correction in the consciousness, and for getting that correction done, you require a partner, and that partner is sent by the Supreme Lord in your life, and therefore in that partnership you learn to grow, you become matured to take up the spiritual journey properly. Everyone, whether somebody is in a brahmachari ashram, somebody is in a grihastha ashram, we need guidance, we need shelter. So therefore the shelter for maybe brahmachari ashram is exclusively the spiritual master, because they don't require this aspect of correction, a correction where the partner can give. That aspect is not needed in their life, and therefore they have taken a shelter of only spiritual master. But for a person who is in the family life, needs a correction of that environment of the family life and the guide of the spiritual master. These two are required for that living entity. And that's what is my experience as a grihastha. Because the best chastiser who can chisel me is my own wife. She can see in everything what I do, she can show correction, she can criticize me. No one can do as much as she does to me. And in the process, I learn, or we learn. And the correction is required for me, otherwise I will not take up the journey the way I am required to take up and reach back or return back home, back to Godhead, as Mother Lakshmi Devi is offering in her prayers, that we need to, only you can give me the shelter and no one else can give me the shelter. So that correction will come only for me in that environment, in that specific environment, not any grihastha life. I'm thinking that, okay, I have married Nirmala Krishna Devi Dasi, I wish I was in marriage with some other person. But if I entered into the life of that particular person, the correction needed for me would be taking place. Because this is a specific environment given to me by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, because he is a teacher, he understands my requirement, and accordingly he makes the arrangement. And in that arrangement I can grow, I can mature, I can get corrected. And then I will take my journey. So therefore one should not think in a grihastha life, Mother Lakshmi Devi is saying that only the Supreme Lord is the personality whom I can take the shelter. No one else is fit for me to be accepted as a partner, and she gives so many characteristics. And here I am struggling in the material world with my partner. Then have I done an incorrect decision in my life? I can give you my own. Last 2 days I do not have proper sleep, because there was something deliverable in my office, and yesterday I slept for 4 hours, day before yesterday I slept for 4 hours, the day before I slept for 4 hours, so therefore there was no sleep, and I had even cancelled unfortunately Bhakti Vaibhava class because it was to my neck. I was not able to balance my life. So if I take only the spiritual life as my shelter, spiritual master my shelter, then this problem wouldn't have been there to me. But this was required in my life to understand, because I'm so thick-headed that my emotions, it requires that chiseling, that correction from my wife and from the office and other parts of that family life, so that I can progress spiritually and return back home, back to God. Yeah, with this I stop at this stage, and if any comment or any question anyone has, yes, Babaji, I will.
So no vanaprastha.
Huh? No vanaprastha. Yeah, vanaprastha is part of our life. Vanaprastha means that you are detaching from. See, vanaprastha means that we say that no longer family and children. There is a difference between attachment and affection. In family life, one should not be attached, but that does not mean that one is not affectionate. It's like if something happens to, say, my child and requires to be taken to a doctor, I take him to the doctor as out of responsibility, but I become so much anxious. What is going to happen? Will the child become okay? Or is something, consequences likely to happen? And that consciousness is because of attachment. But if the same ill health happens in my neighborhood's child, and I take the same responsibility of taking the child, for whatever reason, maybe the neighbor, the parents are out of station, or they are not immediately reachable, and therefore I take the child to the hospital. But I am not that anxious at that time. I see that I am done. I am discharging my responsibility towards the child. I am taking care of him because I am affectionate in nature. Therefore, I take the child to the doctor, spend my time, give my energy, but at the same time, I am not internally anxious because there is no attachment to the child. So that makes a big difference between attachment and anxiety. Attachment and affection. So in vanaprastha, we have to carve that platform, that we have to mature from attachment to just affection, discharge your duty on behalf of the Supreme Lord, on behalf of your spiritual master.
And how long to drown in water of RMIT workload?
That's a wonderful question you're asking. Every day I think that when will I put down my papers, it's a decision I have taken for which I need to pay the price. Having moved closer to temple, if I was in where our property was, where I was staying, I would have laid down my papers. But having come closer to temple, I need to financially see that the rent being paid is not matching to the rent I'm receiving nowhere. There's a huge gap between these two. And so I need to pay. We both are the same platform, right? How about yourself? Yes, Mataji.
Thank you, sir. Prabhu, the thing is, when we are going through a certain situation, it's only devotees who can understand that this is the arrangement of the Lord and accept that this is arrangement by the modes of nature. But although we understand that this is Krishna's arrangement, what actually is the lesson to be learned there, or correction is being applied to us, is not visible. So not all the times we can see that. So that can be a bewildering experience when we are going through an actual situation. And no one likes to be bewildered, you know, coming to this movement of praying, taking shelter of Krishna. So how can we know what is the lesson to be learned in a challenging situation?
Only an intelligent person can learn what is happening, Madhavi. Otherwise, we should have the knowledge, and at that stage, the guidance from someone who is a wise man. Otherwise, we will never learn. Every situation we are placed in, we have a choice. How do we exercise that choice is based on the guidance we receive, both spiritually and materially. It is, if I am ignorant, it's like the dog. You want to straighten the dog's tail. So long you bind the dog's tail to a stick, the tail remains straight. But you remove the stick, then it curls back. So similarly, someone who is unintelligent, who does not understand, it will take many lifetimes for the person to understand that there is a reason, there is a purpose behind what is happening. And here, Vanaswami Maharaj once gave an example that there was one, I think, lady, that's how I remember when Vanaharaj spoke in here, in this class, in Srimad Bhagavatam class in our temple. He said that there was one lady in US, a mother of two kids. Suddenly she started talking, which the family could not understand. She's blurting out something and they don't understand what she's talking. She cries, she shouts, and then she stops. She was a normal mother, and suddenly these things were happening in her life. So they take her to the doctor, and doctor examines her, shocks to her. He couldn't understand what was happening in her life. But he was a doctor who was keen to understand what is happening in her life. So then he said, next time when she's blurting out, please record whatever she is saying. So then the family records that, because it's not happening every time continuously, it happens in bouts. So they will that time they record that incident and take it to the doctor. Doctor, when he hears, then he understands that this lady is trying to say something, although it is not English language. She is an English speaking woman, but she is speaking some language, she does not know any other language except English, but still she is saying something which the doctor does not understand. But he said, let me refer this tape to a linguist. And he sends it to a university, a linguistic department, and says, can you find out what is this person talking? Or is it anything, any meaning in what she is blurting out? And the university reports him back saying that she is saying, don't close the door, don't close the window, I'm dying, I'll die, I'm dying, I'll die. These are the words which that person is saying, and they search through the history or historical record, world records all over, where there was, did any such incident happen in the past where persons have uttered the statements? And to their surprise, they found that in Egypt, 5,000 years ago, some long back, there were workers digging some tunnel for the pyramids, and there suddenly the cave was closing. And at that time, the workers were shouting, persons were shouting, don't close the door, don't close that rock, we are dying, we are dying, we are dying. And the same very statement this lady was uttering after thousands of years. So it says, the Maharaj was saying in that class, that the lady's consciousness has not changed even after such a long period. It means that in those 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years, whatever the period, in every time she was placed in a particular set of situations, and yet the correction has not taken place. And this we can very easily relate to our own life, because Lord Brahma, I often say, is my younger brother, because he is only 50 plus. But I am 55 plus, so he is my younger brother. But in terms of earthly planetary system, it is running to some 155 trillion years, that is what the Shastra says. And Shastra equally says that I am in this material world for the last 155 trillion years. So many years have passed by. In all these years, I have been placed in situations where I can get corrected, but I have not become corrected. So it's a long journey. It's a journey one needs to undertake just because I've come to Krishna consciousness, that long journey now will become shortened. Maybe now I'm not going to take another 155 million years to return back home. That journey has been shortened, but still the purification is required. How quickly the purification takes place depends on my own sincerity. How sincere I am in following the instructions, spiritual instructions of my spiritual master, according to the correction takes place. If the guru is for the namesake guru, okay, I'm also initiated, I'm my guru, he says something but I do something else, then the correction does not take place, because when guru says something, it is the instruction as good as that of the supreme lord, and that comes, that descends with the mercy of the supreme lord. So therefore, if when guru gives that instruction, we should follow, because the guru knows that we can follow. If you are not following, it means that I lack the sincerity, and therefore I am not following, and then the correction will not take place. Does that answer your question? Kind of. Not totally. Think about it now. This is my understanding. Yes, Mata. Any other comment or question? Radharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Jai Prabhupada Ki Jai.